When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Holiday Party.
Shout out to NFLShop.com if you want to get your light-up sweater. It'll be lit. You guys want the lights on or lights off?
On. On.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
On 670 The Score.
A couple of notes to pass along. Both of them, I think, are good. One is, like, pending. But the Kyle Tucker deal is official now. The Cubs just sent out their release of their acquisition of Kyle Tucker. So there's that. And we got a tweet from Randy Moss.
He's going. I saw that he mentioned he's going to go on Instagram Live to talk to people about his illness. And what did he tweet?
That he has bile duct cancer.
Oh, man.
And he had surgery, and it's successful, and now he's going to go through chemotherapy. But he labeled himself as a cancer survivor in it. So hopefully Moss is going to be all right.
When Ruben and I started throwing a football around together, he said, "Daddy, I want to get good at catching the football because we play Moss every day before the bell rings for us to go inside." And I'm like, I thought he was saying Moss, and he had like a bunch of, you know, Latin American kids or Hispanic friends. I thought he was playing Moss, like Moss meaning more. But he was saying Moss.
Also, Santana Moss, very popular with that friend group also. So
very much so.
So that's what the kids call the game, of all of them gathering around and somebody throws the football and they all leap up in the air to try and catch it.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a legacy right there.
That's a thing. Whew. Like, and think about,
I call it Guagi, but that's me.
Think about the two guys. You have Moss and you have Peanut Punch.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Yeah.
And those two guys are connected.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Chicago sports fans' minds.
That's pretty awesome.
So hopefully Moss will be okay. I'm glad that he came out of this surgery feeling empowered and strong.
A lot of people in the sports world and in the take-a-sphere, opinionists, and many more.
Opinionistas,
ha!
Lineupistas. Shout out to Joe Madden.
Are going after Devondre Campbell.
And for good reason.
And for good reason today. Devondre Campbell had been a starter for the Niners at linebacker, got replaced last night because Dre Greenlaw was back healthy. And in the third quarter, after a couple linebackers had been hurt, Kyle Shanahan asked Devondre Campbell to go back in the game, and the man refused. He was dressed. He was on the active roster.
If you're dressed, you got to go.
Of course you do.
If you feel a certain way, you can tell the coach beforehand.
You can Nate Davis yourself if you really want to, and then give
them. You're still going to get cut.
You're still going to get cut, but at least give them a chance to not be a man down with a dressed roster. No, I mean, look, it's a no-brainer to crap all over Devondre Campbell. And a lot of
senior.
People, yeah, thank you. Charvarius Ward was like, that's some sucka stuff. And Charvarius Ward had a child die and played within 2 weeks. I mean, the stuff that these people have gone through, and still decided to play football, and Devondre Campbell just decided not to in the middle of the game last night.
Yeah, and again, like, it's one of those things where if you need time to wrap your mind around all sorts of stuff, I actually think that they would give it to you or give you your outright release. But to get dressed and then when they needed you to go in and play, to
it's
refuse,
bad.
Like, it's the type of thing that people don't get over. Notice that Nate Davis hasn't signed anywhere.
Oh, no, yeah. And Devondre Campbell, I don't think he'll – I think I saw Ryan Clark say he should never play football again.
9-year guy, right? I think he's been in the league that long.
He's 31 years old, Devondre Campbell. Played for the Falcons for 4 years, the Cardinals for a year, Green Bay for 3 years. And this is his first year in San Francisco. And I want you to hear this from George Kittle, and not the stuff that maybe you've already heard all day today when George Kittle's just going after him, said it was immature, said it was selfish, like, just, you know, I've never played with a player like that, and I've never seen that, and I hope to never see it again. Just absolutely hammering him, okay? But this struck me, because if you're Devondre Campbell, and you're in that weird middle class of the NFL, where you're getting priced out, and you're aging out, but you're still 31, and you think you could play.
And maybe you're playing good football, and you're getting it because you're having this opportunity to play. And
you go to San Francisco, and they're like, "Yeah, we got a job here. We have an opportunity for you here."
Playing next to Fred Warner.
He's playing next to Fred Warner for 13 weeks.
He's so good.
And all the while that you're playing, you know that maybe this guy Dre Greenlaw is going to come back, and this is how. Your teammates, this is how the Niners feel about Dre Greenlaw. And I hadn't realized how they felt about him. Listen to George Kittle from last night about Dre Greenlaw.
His desire to play football in the most violent way possible, there are not very many people that do that. I mean, I don't think there's another person on the roster in the NFL that plays the game that he does. He is an old soul. He's a guy who could play in the 90s, the 2000s. And I absolutely love everything about that he does in every snap, the energy that he brings. You know, he could be on the other side of the damn field and they could have a screen away from him and he's going to somehow end up in the film, somehow on top of the pile, screaming and hyping up everybody around him. And when you have people like that on your team, it gets everybody going. And he is that player for us. He makes Fred play better. He makes Huff play better. He makes Bosa play better. And when you feel that out there, our defense is so much better with a guy like Dre Greenlaw. And he inspires our offense. When you see him make those plays, he's just he's an incredible one-of-one person.
So I didn't realize that whole team feels that way about Dre Greenlaw. And you're Devondre Campbell. You've been replacing that guy the whole time. Then he comes back and everybody's like, yeah, screw you. Go back to the bench. And then that guy plays and then he gets hurt. And they're like, oh, yeah, would you come back? Please, would you come back and play? And you're like, you know what? Screw you. F you, man. All you've been telling me is that I'm not Dre. And now Dre's back. Oh, and now Dre can't go. Now you want me to come back. And just for a moment, I imagined just how down and like freaked out Devondre Campbell and angry, resentful that he probably was last night.
I can relate.
I bet they. I bet he wishes they had forgotten about Dre.
I see what you did there. I like it.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
No, it's okay, Chuck.
Does anybody want to ask Lawrence about I Can Relate? Anybody want to follow up on that?
We can follow up at 5:30. I guess Dre's coming back at 5:30, so I guess I'll just go over here. I guess I'll just head home now.
I want you to
actually
stay.
That would be great. We're gonna do Can't Do It. We prefer you not be here for that.
And Steen is coming in for that, right?
Yes, she will come in. Absolutely, yeah, she'll do that. Yeah, we got to unload all these. What other Danny segments have we been dying to do?
Pulse position. I mean, this would actually be a really good day for Bulls position, to tell you
so,
the truth.
Tanny, Shane, you're the good Sox fans on the show. What do you think about Garrett Crochet getting traded?
So I'm
thinking about another perpetual rebuild.
Oh, I love him.
I'm going to take my helmet, and I'm just going to...
But you dressed, man. You dressed.
Yeah, but...
We could have had somebody else.
Could have gone another way. Could have had Big Ann Heron in here.
We're going to throw the graphic on the Twitch. It just says Danny Parkins on your picture, like they did with Trent Williams last night.
Yeah, that was bad. Like, they misidentified. I don't know who that was, but it wasn't Trent Williams.
Oh, no. They did that?
Yeah, they did that.
That's too bad. Did Al catch it or no?
I don't think he
Do
caught it.
Do you think Al caught it? What does Al catch? Except checks. For old man sinus infections.
And checks. He catches checks and man, old man sinus infections.
They're opening for John Vincent, by the way. It's a great show.
Old man sinus infections? Yeah. Yeah, they're struggling.
How about John Vincent rhyming Reese's with species?
That was so
dude,
great.
That was a legend.
The off-the-top king, yeah. John Vincent.
That was remarkable.
Well, he was talking about Eminem. He's talking about Eminem and freestyling and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've messed with you with this one, haven't I?
No, in a good way.
Good.
Lawrence, we all can just take a joke, you know? We're just fun. We're fun hanging. Everyone's poking
we are the fun show.
Yeah, we are so fun,
the other ones are not fun. Yeah. You hear them every day. They're not. They actively try to not have fun.
They have to schedule their fun. They, like, announce and position their fun.
Wait a minute. This show does that.
No, well, no.
But fun can erupt at any moment on this show, as you know.
What we're saying is they're not equipped anytime, to erupt. Right,
anytime, guys. Anytime you're ready for that fun.
You're saying you'd welcome it, Danny?
Right here.
Interesting.
This category is at 340.
Yeah, well, that is fun.
Josh Giddey's jacket.
Well, did you see what they're voting on in the Supreme Court today?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That happens.
When is the
Shane
second half?
Shane goes skating.
When are we doing
There's
the
a lot
second
of stuff.
Half?
I need to talk to my alderman.
He's got a NASA guy, I believe, right?
He's got a bunch of NASA guys.
Yeah.
This from Stonecutter.
See, but fun can erupt at any moment.
Longtime Bears observer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We better break before I get myself into some trouble.
Nah.
You're right.
Dan Bernstein? Come on.
Get into some trouble.
I was about to launch into my morning show cliches.
It's the holiday party.
I don't want that smoke, man.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I love David and Molly.
I don't want that smoke with Haw.
No. And, you know, Kirkland Shane would be all over you for that.
He has been lately, man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Tell him to stop taking my headphones.
I did. Yeah, we're good. Right, yeah, good. I told him where the extra ones are.
All right, good. It's good.
So have we found out, like, do we know for sure that, like, when your headphones keep...
Yes, Dustin, he took them for Dave Wanstead, and he took them for Fred Mitchell. Now, those are wonderful men, and I'm glad they both used my headphones. I just would like them back in my drawer.
We got to get you a combo lock, man.
Yeah, or just some combos. I'd be fine with that, too.
So wait, where do combos fit in the snack cake?
They're not a snack cake. Last time I checked, combos
like
not a
snack.
Like
the sweet ones aren't?
No. And they really...
They got sweet combos?
I've never heard of such a
don't
thing.
Don't they?
What is this sorcery?
I thought they were like chocolate combos.
You know what I like about them? My favorite thing about them is that they really cheese your hunger away. That's what I've... The cheese-filled combos that really cheese your hunger away.
That deserved a rim shot.
It's just the truth,
that's
Chuck.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing. All I'm saying is the truth.
What? I guess there are. I guess they're all savory.
They are.
Wait.
Wait.
No, they all are.
All right, Buffalo, Louie Anderson.
Buffalo blue cheese.
Those sound savory and disgusting.
Cheddar cheese, which is the original.
The king.
Nacho cheese.
That's not mine.
Nachos. Nacho mama. Pepperoni pizza. And then pizzeria combos. Oh, wait, let me see. There's a couple more. Are there more? There are more flavors of combos
Lawrence
than I...
Holmes, if you don't stop naming combos.
Macadamia combos.
And they're always 2 for $5 at the gas station. So you get 2 of those big-ass bags for $5.
They're right there next to the better choices. Corn nuts?
No.
Corn nuts. Better choice.
I forget that you're 67.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Forgot about
I'm sorry.
That.
If you're not eating combos, are you even road tripping at all?
You're not.
This is a fair point.
Bugles.
No.
The Bugles are right there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Tanny
I like
and
Bugles.
And Lawrence.
Yeah. Go for a
3
swim.
Out of 4, Shane.
No.
I like Bugles.
Yeah,
Bugles
man.
Bugles are trash.
Bugles are the best.
You get a fresh bag of Bugles?
I got to say that I just went outside the studio, and I had some macaroni and cheese from Ina May. And it was better than it was 2 hours
it
ago.
It got a chance to congeal.
Oh.
I think that's what made it better. And it was great because we get a chance to feed the boys.
Oh,
Robbie's here. Sean's here. Brandon. Those guys all had some food from Ina May's, which is unbelievable. They took great care of us today.
They really did. Ina May at Wood and Milwaukee in Wicker Park. A tremendous place. You could play Bad Santa Bingo. Every Wednesday in December at 7:30 p.m. And for $25, you can have all-you-can-eat fried chicken. And that fried chicken was crazy good. I had a thigh.
So
oh, God.
There's still a little bit left, too.
Yeah, there is. $6 High Noons, $6 Spiteful Bayou Brews, $6 Mamita's Tequila, Seltzers,
all there. And check out the holiday catering menu with the greens, the red beans and rice, the mac and cheese, the gumbo, and the biscuits. Elite biscuits from over there at Item A.
How do you guys feel about an audible here?
What you got?
Can we go back to the Troy Aikman stuff in this next segment since we had the breaking news on Kyle Tucker?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, because there's something that Speaks heard yesterday that he can't shake from what Troy Aikman told us. We're going to share that with you next here on The Score.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.